Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that is not really talked about, but should be acknowledged. We're going to talk about something that a lot of you probably never thought about, but once I mention it, you'll be like, huh. We're going to talk about worship. Worship? Worship? Whatever. Break this thing up. Now, first of all, before I get into this podcast, let me say something to all my fans out there, man. Listen. First of all, I appreciate y'all. You have no idea how much I appreciate the people that listen to this podcast on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? But y'all have to understand something. I didn't start this podcast to become a professional and, you know, every Wednesday or every Friday you're going to hear from me. No. This podcast is my therapy. I have thoughts on my mind, and I want to get rid of them. Most of my friends don't share my thoughts, so I share them with y'all, my stoner thoughts, okay? So, with all that being said, I said all that to say this. Do not email me or DM me talking about, man, you need to be more consistent. You need to start dropping every week. We love your podcast. Da, 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 da. Don't get me wrong. I really do appreciate it, okay? But when I have something to say, I'll say it. I don't scratch my head unless I itch. I don't dance unless I hear music. And I'm not going to do a podcast unless I feel like it. But I do appreciate the emails and I do appreciate the DMs. I just don't like them, okay? So let's get back. Now let's get into the podcast. Now, we're going to talk about worship, because I was listening to The Brilliant Idiots, and they, you know, Charlamagne Tha God and, you know, and Andrew Schultz. Andrew Schultz becoming one of my favorite comedians right now. But anyways, it's neither here nor there. Charlamagne said, what do we really worship in America? Do we worship life or money? That's tough. Because even on our dollar bills, it says what? In God we trust. But there's no religion in schools. There's no religion in businesses. People don't pray before meetings. But on our money, in God we trust. I have two examples. Now me, before I give you my examples, I'm going to let you know, stoners, what I think. I think America worships money. Now, there are plenty of instances I could show you where America sided with money rather than life. But I'll just give you my favorite two to bring up when I talk about this topic. First of all, the cigarette company. There should be no reason on God's green and blue rock bubble that there should be a cigarette company. It holds no nutritional value. It literally does nothing to help the fellow man at all. But the tobacco company is still up and running. Because the tobacco company is a part of is one bone in the vertebrae of the backbone of America. Oh, yes. The Phillips family that owns the tobacco company, they are not just raking in all their money and then it is what it is. No, you have to give major tax breaks to the government. But let's think about this for a second. Over $1 billion a year. Over $1 billion. I only started $1 billion, but it could be more. But I know it's over $1 billion yearly made from the cigarette company. It holds no nutritional value. It doesn't help you in any way. It's literally a product that if you use it too much, or if you use it around people that don't use it at all, you will die. But because of the large profits from it, America is not shutting down any tobacco companies. Tobacco is not illegal. Huh? As I hit my weed, I said, tobacco is not illegal. But there's a tobacco company. You do have a pack of Cools in your pocket, or some menthol crush, or some Marlboros, or some Pall Malls, or whatever you smoke. You have them. You have just contributed to somebody's death. Okay? Now, America is quick to shut anything down that, quote unquote, harms the fellow man. But nobody will touch the tobacco company. Skrrt! Let's slide over here. What is that building? Oh, is that liquor? Why? At one point, during the Prohibition, liquor was illegal. They had it right the first time. Okay? See, for those who don't know, back in the 40s and 50s, 30s, 40s, 50s, alcohol was illegal. If you wanted to drink, you had to buy it from what they would call a bootlegger. All right? The bootlegger would supply your business or your home or just you with whatever liquor you needed. As much as you want. That sound familiar to you? Replace liquor with coke, weed, crack, or any drug. Yeah. See, it was illegal because they seen the moral value in making that illegal. All it does is make people go crazy. It's illegal. But then they realized after Al Capone and Lucky Luciano and people like that started making major bank from bootlegging, from liquor. How do you think the Kennedys got started out? Not started, but how do you think they amassed their fortune? Okay, stoners, please do your history. Please look it up. You know, I don't talk because I got lips. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, early in the podcast, I don't talk. I talk when I have something to say. Okay? America seen that, hey, no matter what we do, they're going to buy this stuff. If we legalize it, can we tax on this? Can we make this us? Yes, we can. Why do you think it took so long for them to start legalizing marijuana over here? Why do you think it took them so long? Honestly think that. Do you think weed is worser, if you will, than cigarettes or alcohol? No. Only reason why marijuana and coke and heroin, those type of substances, I'm keeping it, it was illegal because the best weed, coke, heroin, or other illegal substances are not made here. Okay? See, we would have to go to America, and America would have to go to other countries to get the supply of that drug. Weed dispensaries are not something that's always been around. It was the government's answer to a public that would not stop smoking weed no matter the cost. I know 3-time losers, and on their third strike, they got caught with 7 grams and got 25 years to life in the 90s. That was during Bill Clinton's mass incarceration situation when Hillary called us black men super predators. Yeah. It was their answer to a, okay, fine. Y'all want to keep smoking. We're going to make some money off of this. We're going to legalize a dispensary to give away medical marijuana only. Right? medical marijuana. That means you have to have an underlying disease. But you know how they make that easy to do? Have anybody ever seen the list of quote-unquote diseases that you have to have before they issue you a medical marijuana card? Yeah, one of them, I'll give you one of them. One of them is bad dreams. If you've ever had a nightmare in your life, you can get a marijuana card. And I'm not joking with you, stoners. Yeah. So that's the loophole. We're going to legalize it, but there are going to be rules. But the rules are going to be so wide open that literally anybody can get it. You can get a card for obese. If you feel like you're obese, they can give you a strand that'll cut your appetite. If you feel like you're too skinny, they can give you a strand that only goes to appetites. If you're trying to quit smoking cigarettes, if you think you sleep too long, if you think you don't sleep enough, they literally, on that list, I think there's over 200 symptoms you can have. If you have it, you can get a medical marijuana card. They're basically making it so easy for you to get it, but now because they're taxing it, they don't really care. Remember that old commercial, "This is your brain on drugs"? They don't really care, because if they really care, the tobacco company would cease to exist. The alcohol companies would cease to exist. You know, for people out there that are hooked on crack, heroin, Xanax, and other man-made drugs, you know what I'm saying? To go to these clinics and get right would not cost a dime. The government never focuses on the cure. They only focus on the medicine. Why? Because there's money in medicine. There's no money in a cure. If you have AIDS, I can have you coming back. If you only got 6 months left to live because you got AIDS, I can have you coming back every week for those 6 months paying $300 a week to get your medicine to ease the symptoms. Now, if I give you something that's going to cure you, that's a one-time deal and that's it. You have to understand that this land was not built on good morals and the respect of life. It was built on how to make the fastest profit and the neglectness of life. Ergo, the slave trade. We're going to use these black backs to build America. That way, we don't have to pay anything. We're basically making all... Do you know how much these plantation owners were making? Like, I don't think people really understand how much money these plantation owners were making off of the cotton they were selling that we were picking over the houses and neighborhoods that we built for nothing. You have no... It skyrockets into the millions. Every single slave owner skyrocketed into the millions. Those big houses they lived in, that wasn't like a couple of dollars back then. That still costed money. To have all that land? Money. Money. That is what Americans worship. I say I am American, you know. Yes, I'm a black man, which means my ancestors are African, but I was born right here in Louisiana. You know what I mean? Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to be exact. Moved to New Orleans as a child, raised in Bridge City. All I know is Louisiana, you know what I mean? All I know is America. You put me in Africa, I'm lost. So I am an American, but we worship money. Okay? Plain and simple. Let's be honest. I mean, it's easy to think. It's easy to say, if you're a Republican or a capitalist, it's easy to say, well, you know, money makes the world go round. You know, shout out RZA. Cream, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, y'all. You know, we put all of our focus on money. Why? Well, you know, you can't have a house without money. You can't have a car without money. Hell, you can't even have a girl without money. Okay? The weed man charged $40 for a seven. You ain't got $40, you ain't getting that seven. I always, see, this is why Bernie Sanders was my favorite candidate, even though I know he wasn't going to win at all. Because his idea for America is so out of this world to people that, let's be honest, if we were here, if we literally listen to the earth and listen to our hearts, we would know that when we see somebody in pain or in need, we want to help them. But because of society and how we grew up as Americans, we know to either first be cautious, and second, what do I gain from helping this person? Every time. I don't care who you are. Even if you're just giving him something and you're not expecting anything from him in return, you know what you are saying? You know what you're going to say? Yeah, man, that's going to give me good blessings right there. Which means, other than that person needing help, you wanted your good blessings. See, that's why I'm weird to some people, Stoner. See, I'm a battle rapper also. And people always wonder, like, they like to call me broke and, you know, BC never have any money and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay. But me and my woman started out in a one-bedroom, then a two-bedroom, then a three-bedroom. And now we live in Houma, Louisiana, in a three-bedroom house sitting on an acre of land. Why? Because I never put money first. See, and I know that sounds weird to you, but listen to me. I build relationships. I love life. Yes, I have a job. Yes, I pay bills, but that's because I know the world doesn't think the way I do. And I have children. So I make certain sacrifices for them. But I don't buy me new clothes every day. You know? I don't buy new shoes every day. You know? Why? Because materialistic things come and go. Who you are and how you treat people will be around forever. After you die, they're going to either say, oh, man, you know, Jimmy was a cool cat, man. I'm going to miss that cat, man. He was always happy, always chilling, always had something to smoke to. Or they're going to be like, man, that nigga Jimmy, boy, pray for him, man. He was wild, bro. I ain't like that dude, though. He was hot. You know what I'm saying? You're never judged by how much money you have. When it's all said and done, that is a construct that man put upon us. There's not supposed to be no such thing as rent and bills. If you don't pay your rent or mortgage or whatever have you, they don't care if you have a newborn baby in there that's crying from hunger, because not only can you not pay the rent, you can't even get no food in the house, so you're struggling. You think the cops and bank is going to be like, okay, well, look, what we're going to do is we're going to go, even though they can, we're going to give you the house for a year, let you build up your equity, let you get your life together, and then after that year, we're going to start back up. Even though they can. Now, that's just one solution. I just came up with that off the top of my head. You know, if I was running the world, that's how I would do it. I believe in people. I'm not naive, but I believe in people. Okay? Everybody wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to be in their own. Everybody wants their kids to look up and feel good about where they're at and feel proud of their parents. They just need the opportunity to do so. But as Americans, we all think money first, life second. Money first, life second. That's with anybody. That's not just with, you know, tobacco, you know, liquor, you know, things like that. You know, things that are around that literally don't help you at all. But they're around because they're profitable. You know? I think I did a podcast yesterday called Understanding. And I guess it kind of ties into what I'm saying now. because we worship money so much. There is no I don't understand nothing. If rappers say it all the time, if it ain't about money, then it don't make sense. Really? On one side of the street, you have a dying teenager. You have the cure for his death right in your hands. But on the other side of the street, $1 billion. If you go to the kid first, the $1 billion disappear. If you go to the money first, the kid dies right there. Be honest with yourself, stoners. Which one would you pick? And if you pick the money, act accordingly. Now, I know a lot of people saying, come on, man, BC, you got kids. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't go get that billion. You don't know that dude. You don't know him. Believe it or not, stoners, I've walked away from a lot of money. You know, I've left a lot of money on the table because money does not matter. It is a construct. It is an obstacle that the government created. Society, when society was built, when they started farming and building food, I mean, growing food, and one guy said, you know what, I'm growing the most food. And other people was like, well, we need some food. We're not growing none. And he thought it a great idea of, well, look, give me 2 goats and a cow. The first exchange of currency. Do for me, and then I'll do for you, regardless of your need. That's where we went wrong, stoners. That's where we went wrong. Because now that's how we live life. You know, I once heard from a wise man said that for evil to succeed, good must stay silent. I'm gonna repeat that. For evil to succeed, good must stay silent. You know, is in other words saying, if you see something wrong and you know it's wrong and you can change it, please have the courage to do so, but also have the wisdom of knowing what you can and cannot change. I know I can't change the world, so I act for myself. I don't tell anybody how I live my life. I just live my life because I'm happy. I'm comfortable. You know, when I get the, oh, BC, you broke, bro. We don't never see you with new clothes or new shoes or this, that, and the third, or third, that, and the this. There's a reason for that. Because, first of all, I don't matter anymore. Huh? Ever since Louis Jr. was born and all of his brothers and sisters thereafter, I don't matter. I'm dead. I have to do this for my last name, not my first. And putting materialistic things in front of your path will not help you. You know, I didn't get this home on this land and living this good life I'm living because I was just a money chaser and you know, I'm a grinder and a hustler. No, I'm just a working man that built relationships. One guy met me. Oh, man, you're a cool cat. I appreciate that, man. No doubt. You know what I'm saying? He see I'm a genuine person. I see he a genuine person. Next thing you know, he gives me some information. I get the information. All of a sudden, wow, I got a $22 an hour job. By building relationships, by putting people first, then the money came. Am I making sense, stoners? It's been put in our heads so much that when you get up, the first thing you should be thinking about is how to get that bag. And that's just a sad way of thinking, stoners. When we have homelessness in America, we have our queens, our black, beautiful queens on crack and heroin. You know what I'm saying? Our white allies are dying due to, you know, idiotic cops, young black unarmed men are being killed in the streets on videotape. So much is going on in the world, but you got to go get that bag. This is not a quote from nobody. This is a quote from me. I always say, your life is air. Let it breathe. Place value. I'm sorry, I have to repeat that. Your life is air. Let it breathe. Place values over value, because a dollar will never last longer than a legacy. Yes. Remember that, stoners. Your life is air. It's beautiful. It's everywhere. It's flowing. So just let it breathe. Be a good person first, then get the bag. Because once the money's gone, only thing left is how you was as a person. And is that all you want to be remembered as? Somebody who went, got the bag, stepped over dead bodies, stepped over sick bodies, never really helped anybody, never really did anything for anybody else significant that somebody could say, man, I'll never forget this, but you rich. The poorest people in the world are the people who have only money. I don't care how much money you have, without being a good person, you are a poor, poor human being. And you can't afford to get into the great places we go to after this earth. I just believe, and I'm not talking out of my ass. I'm not up here saying like, you know, hey, you know, y'all be good. I'm gonna be what I want, man. Listen, if you know me, you know me. If you don't know me, I get my social medias afterwards. Follow the people I follow and ask them about me, if you will. Anybody significant to me, I have impacted their lives in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Not on purpose, just because that's who I am. I want you to remember me, but I want you to remember good things about me. Now, granted, on the flip side of that coin, I'm also the type of person that don't care what you think about me, because I was born alone. By the grace of God, I won't die that way. But I live my life that way. I can't care what you're thinking about me. My woman thinks I'm good. My kids adore me. Anything after that is, all right. See, it's the old saying, stoners. First things first. See, my family comes first. As long as they love, respect, and are proud of me, I would enjoy if the next man was the same way. But if you're not, I'm not going to lose any sleep. Because what's most important is already there. Everything else is icing on the cake. Sometimes it's not even icing on the cake. Sometimes it's just the cherry on top. I think, stoners, Americans have life backwards. You know, you think about 9/11. 50% of people think that was an inside job. Why do you think they would go through that and kill over 3,000 people, 2,900 and something people, right? Why would they do that? Oh, they wanted to have a reason to go to Iraq. Why are we in Iraq? To protect their oil interest. Why do we need oil? That's gas. Money, 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 money. Money. Stoners, I'm not telling you nothing you don't know already. Everybody, even in church, where there should be nothing but love and acceptance. There's an ATM in a church. There's the collection plate. I know what you're thinking. Well, how is the pastor supposed to, you know, get on and do what he got to do? Hey, I didn't come here to pay your bills. I came here to get the good word. Now you telling me I have to pay for the good word? I'm not here to talk to God. God is everywhere. I'm here to get the good word from you. But if you're telling me I have to pay for the good word, then I'll just go somewhere else and get the good word. We need to stop thinking of ourselves. I'm an empath, so, you know, I'm always thinking of the next person. I always feel bad, you know, if somebody else feels bad, especially if I was directly the reason for that, you know. Earlier in my thotty years, if you will, that's the reason why I got in so much trouble, because, you know, I wanted everybody to like me so much. So, you know, if I was messing with a chick on the side, yeah, man, I don't want to treat her bad. I don't want to treat her like she a thot on the side. I treated her like she was my old lady because I wanted her to like me. You know what I'm saying? But then I realized that that wasn't what was important. How she feels and what she thinks about you is not important. How do you look to your daughters when you come home? How do you look to your woman when you're caught? That's what's important. I figured that out for myself and I moved forward amicably. Luckily, I have a beautiful queen that respects me, understands me as a man, and let me work through my bullshit. And now she's reaping the benefits. She has a big dick stoner with a great job, and she's living in her own house on Buku land. She can do whatever she want, but that's another story for another day. All I'm saying is, stoners, we need to rethink society, or better yet, we need to rethink ourselves. Honestly, ask yourself this. If heaven had a price, do you really think you could afford it? Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDupaBC. Also, if you got your PlayStation 4 waiting on that PlayStation 5 like I am, hit me up on that PSN. That's Mr. Super Duper BC and the number one. And I'll be right there waiting on you. I stream Fortnite, Call of Duty, 2K, Live 19, and a lot of other games. I'm a gamer, man. Don't even play with me. Don't come over there if you ain't ready for me. I'm on YouTube, Stoner Talk, Twitch, Mr. Super Duper BC, almost every social media, popular social media, with the exception of TikTok. I am on, and I have that social media handle. If I can't get that social media handle with either one, two, or three, I'm not getting on that social media. So that's what it is. It's Mr. Super Duper BC. Please follow me on everything, and I'll probably be there. And once again, stoners, before I let y'all go, honestly, take a good look in the mirror and ask yourself this one question, okay? Just one. Am I a good person? If I met me, would I like me? Now, obviously, you're going to be biased at first, but I want you to do this by yourself in a room, in a bathroom, in a shower, whatever. Just take a good look at yourself. Not just the bad, but the good too, what you consider good. And really take a good look at yourself and be honest with yourself. And then from there, make the change. Like Michael Jackson said, make that change. All right, y'all. Stoners unite.